So, a short introduction to some important numerical linear algebra applications of FT,
of the Fourier transform. We start from a basic question: which are the matrices diagonalized diagonalizable by the Fourier linear transform. In formula, a matrix A is such that V, the inverse of V, is 1 over n V hermitian, is diagonal. The answer is well known. We will not prove this in detail. I don't like to bore you anymore with trigonometric expansions. This matrix is A. Form the class of the circumference matrices. They are exactly the class set of these matrices. The definition: a circumference matrix A, m by n, is defined in terms of only n parameters, which are displayed along the first row. So let us use only one index and parameters A sub I from 0 and minus 1, there are exactly those laying on the first row. The other rows contain the same values, the same parameters, rotated. This the second row starts from the last of the first one, then so you complete the matrix, rotating by one shift the previous rows, the previous row, and retaining the current row. The last will be here, the index 0, and here, the index 1. As usual, a small value of the size. This set of matrices has a lot of properties. They are, as a consequence of this, this is the main property, they form an algebra of matrices, that is, A
B,
they are both circulants.
Also, the products. The product C is circulant as well.
If A is circulant, if it is invertible,
also the inverse is circular.
They can be seen as polynomials
of this special
can be seen as polynomials.
Of this matrix, let us call Z. So if A is circulant, there exists a polynomial with
having as coefficients exactly these parameters.
I write this here. Circulant. A is P of Z. Who is Z?
Z is
this matrix,
a simple circumpolynomial matrix, because it is true that the matrix A, which has this form, equal to 4, can be written as the first coefficient by the identity. In fact,
A sub 0 is on the main
diagonal,
plus
second value parameters. They are all polynomials in the same matrix. The matrix Z is called a generator of the circulants. The link with FFT. Well, if I have a problem involving the circulant matrix, the simplest, the product by a vector. The multiplication of a matrix by a vector with a classical algorithm costs big O of n squared, as you know. But if I represent A as V minus 1 x. How can I compute the result using DFTs or inverse DFTs? It is clear. Here I have a DFT. So here is the inverse matrix, so I have a DFT. Previously I must know D. But also D is the eigenvalue matrix. The eigenvalues of A. I don't know in advance, but it's simple to compute these eigenvalues again using a DFT, because if I write the similar transformation this as a
A by B equal to B by B. Since B has all ones in the first row and also in the first column, B is diagonal. The first row of the product, the first row, is when you multiply, you have in the order all the terms in the first row of the product. Is that right? Okay, since this matrix diagonal multiplies entry by entry, entrywise, the columns of the first matrix. So the first row of the column, we have all the eigenvalues. So if we consider the first row also on the left, the first row is the first row of A. The parameters defined in the first rank matrix by all the matrix B. Let us transpose both. Here is an equal sign. Let us transpose without conjugation both the sides of the equation. Transposing, you have V transposed, which is equal to V, because V is symmetric. The column vector with the parameters, this is the multiplication, equal to the column vector of the eigenvector. So here we see that this is it, V by some vector, an inverse DFT. So preliminarily we compute V, the matrix B, that is the eigenvectors, with an inverse DFT. Then this product, I have already written this, the product of a diagonal matrix by this, B by. This is linear and multiplications. The last, V by the partial result. This is again an inverse DFT. Conclusion, the product AX can be computed with three transformations. Three Fourier transformations. So the complexity is the usual ego and organic. But also the solution of a linear system. Other frequent problems involving circulants can be solved in big O and log n with FFTs, with a separable number of FFTs, such as if we have first problem, the product. Second, the solution of a linear system with a circulant, because we have said without proving it that the inverse is a circulant. So we have again a product of circulant by a vector. So we have again here and there. The usual complexity with Gauss, say generic direct method, would cost O, big O of n to the power 3. Also, the product of two circulant matrices, because it is sufficient. Sufficient to compute the eigenvalues, eigenvalues of the product.
In this case, since the set is closed and the multiplication, the eigenvalues, the real reason is that all these matrices are simultaneously diagonalized by the same eigenvector matrix that is the Fourier matrix. So in this case, the eigenvalues of the product are the products of the eigenvalues. So you perform the transformation, the Fourier transforms, to compute the two sets of eigenvalues. Then you multiply value by value, and you find the eigenvalues of the product. Then with a double transform, two Fourier transforms, you obtain the product of A by B. The circular matrices are the natural framework of application of the properties and the advantages given by, in computational terms, given by the FFT algorithms. The circulant matrices arise from mathematical models of real problems enjoying some rotational symmetry properties. When there is same property of, let's say, rotational symmetry, circulants matrices are fine, are involved. An important instance of this scenario is the reconstruction of clinical images. Another class of matrices which can be linked, which can be treated using Fourier, discrete Fourier transform, is another important class of matrices, the so-called tuples. Tuples matrices, which form a superset of circulants. These are circulants, and they are contained in the set of tuples matrices, which are how are they made? As usual, also in this case, the matrix is defined in terms of a few parameters. In the case of circulants, which we had exactly n parameters. In the case of tuples matrices, we have the double of n parameters. In the upper triangular part, we have, as in the same as in case of
circulants, the same placement or the same locations of the parameters. There are other three different parameters in the lower triangular part, say, three, four, five, six. Six, five, four.
Which is the main feature, the characterizing feature. The Teplitz matrices are those square matrices having the same value repeated along all the diagonals, the main diagonal and the other diagonals parallel to the main diagonal. So we have twice f and minus one different in principal parameters. These matrices can be found in the blurring techniques of images. Which is the link with all the rest of our topic? A Teplitz matrix can be embedded in various ways inside a circulant matrix of roughly about twice the order of the original Teplitz matrix. If I start this matrix, I write it again. These matrices does not form an algebra of matrices in the sense that they are not closed under multiplication and inversion. The multiplication of two Teplitz matrices is not generally a Teplitz matrix. The inverse of a Teplitz matrix is not a Teplitz matrix. So the problems, the numerical problems where these matrices appear are more difficult than the corresponding problems where circulants appear. But it is not difficult. I said it again, it can be done in several ways, obtained by some tricks from a Teplitz matrix, so this, this is 6, 5, and 4. And this is we want to define a larger matrix having the Teplitz matrix as a submatrix. We would like that the outer matrix, the big matrix, would like that this bigger matrix would be a circular matrix. So, since in the first row all the parameters must appear, I had to add here A6, A5, A4 in some order. There are three. Since in the circular structure the first of the second row is the last of the first, I put here A6, and here A5, the last, A4. And now we complete the big matrix according to the circular structure. 3, 4, 5, 5, 6. what is it? 1, 2, 3. And here the last three rows can be filled with the right values of the parameters. So I have a seven by seven,
okay,
circulant in which the right term is embedded. The Teplitz metric is embedded as the leading principal submatrix of order 4. So when I have to multiply the Teplitz this matrix by a vector of size 4, or it is not important the way in which we give the indices, but it would be better maybe to start from Z also from the vector. If we fill the left three position location with zero, we have the product of C by, say, this vector Y, C by Y, is equal to T by X. This is a simple way to compute the product of a Teplitz by a vector with three Fourier transforms, discrete transforms. So in we go and again as usual flops. The problems of solving a linear system with the Teplitz matrix, this is the same as inverting a Teplitz matrix, are more, much more complicated. The last connection to be said, to be clear, right? Is the connection between circular matrices, product of polynomials. The product of polynomials, is the coefficients of the product polynomial form the vector that is the convolution product of the vectors of the coefficients of the two polynomials, which are the factors. Another way to see this connection between circulants and polynomial multiplication . The best thing is to see this connection by showing an example. If you have two polynomials, so degree 2, the first coefficient A sub I, the second coefficient B, the coefficients of the product, you see that easily that the product is a polynomial of degree 4, so it has 5 coefficients. This is the convolution product of the vectors of the A's and B's. I display the scheme which clarifies the idea. The idea is, as usual, to obtain a matrix, a circle of matrix, which is connected with this, with these vectors. 0, 2, 2. This is 1, okay? And the last is simply, well, if we consider the circular matrix C built in this way, this is defined by the first row. The first row contains in the right places the three coefficients in that order. Here there are two extra zeros. 1, 0. The last. This circulant, okay, if we, this C circulant, if we multiply, this is 6 by 6, this matrix with a particular vector built using the coefficient of the second polynomial in this order, in the right order. To expand the product, say A0 by B0, A1, B0, A0, B1 is the second coefficient, and so on. You can easily check this. The convolution product of the two vectors of the coefficient of polynomial is obtained. But this is a circulant by a vector. So these values, it is the product polynomial, can be computed again with, as usual, three discrete transforms, again, and log in. Time is over. Trovate un esempio abbastanza carino dell'altra, diciamo, faccia della medaglia riguardante l'uso frequente della FFT, che è il trattamento di segnali. In fondo al file che trovate sul sito c'è proprio un esempio costruito ad arte, insomma, abbastanza generale, di digital filtering. Avete l'esempio 566, dategli un'occhiata per vedere come funziona e come, anche come è facile applicare queste tecniche. C'è una funzione periodica, che quindi si può pensare che rappresenti un segnale, che ha frequenze basse, diciamo, il valore massimo della frequenza a un certo punto viene detto credo che sia 7 o 8. Ci viene aggiunto un rumore che ha frequenze molto più alte. La frequenza più alta è intorno al 60 e la minima è, credo che sia 8 o 9, e vengono aggiunti. E il problema qual è? Ricostruire il segnale originario usando la FFT, la tecnica è quella che vi ho detto molto rapidamente, era giusto un assegno, un cenno all'inizio, diciamo, della lezione dell'altra volta. Si tratta di di trovare un polinomio trigonometrico con un numero sufficiente di campioni che è in relazione con la frequenza massima, e poi questo polinomio trigonometrico viene tagliato. L'esito del taglio è legato a, come dire, alla distribuzione delle frequenze. Quindi tipicamente si fanno diversi tentativi, si guarda come viene il segnale ricostruito a seconda dove si fa il taglio. Qui l'esempio è carino perché con un taglio sulle prime 8 frequenze, che sono i primi 8 termini del polinomio trigonometrico, poi alla fine viene un segnale ricostruito che è molto molto simile a quello assegnato. Okay. Ci fermiamo qui. Domande su... Grazie per l'attenzione.